Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We're here to bring laughter and levity to your day. We tell your embarrassing stories. You tell your embarrassing stories. We tell our own. It's embarrassing all around. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red. How's your week?
That's a draw.
That was a draw. We both got shot.
We're both dead.
Because I'll start my embarrassing morning off with a flat tire. Not super embarrassing, but you know, I just got back out of town visiting our new home in Maryland.
It's so pretty.
It's so beautiful. I love it. It was nice to see it, and we'll be there in the next couple of months probably.
Yep.
But my car was just sitting here, so I had no idea, obviously, and I just start taking off. I got a tattoo this morning from Pink Suede Tattoo. She's amazing. I got a little tribute to LA, which I've wanted for a while. It's an LA, like, stitched, like, Dodger logo, like, LA.
So great.
Yeah, it looks like it's actually stitched. It's so cool.
It does. It's so cool.
She's amazing. And it is a repeatable flash, so go get one if you want an LA, a little LA branding like I did.
Yay.
But anyway, I was headed to my appointment. I was going to be there 15 minutes early because that's the kind of girl I am some days. Then I was like, oh, it said, like, it was like a pull over, like, flat tire, like, flashing situation. And it said it. I was at like 21. It's supposed to be at like 42, like 35 to 42, I guess. PSI. PSI.
What's that stand for?
Matt, what does that mean? Something per...
Pressure per square inch.
Okay. Pressure per square inch. Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. Human Google.
So I go pull over and I've done this. Like, I know how to put air in my tires. You know, I go to put air in my tire. I fill it twice with air and then it goes down to 12%. I was like, what is happening? Did I push the wrong button? Did I suck the air backwards? What is going on here?
So they have a deflate button.
So I was like, shit, I'm already like, I need to leave right now. So I went back to the house and I was like, Mirage, I have to take your car. And he was like, I need my car. Da, 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 da. And so he's like, I have a pump. I'll fix it. And I'm like, it's flat. Like, I just tried to put air in it. Like, yeah. It's not going to fill up. So I don't know what he did, but it did fill up. So maybe I think I have a nail or something in my tire. And probably I was whatever place I was at and the other one it was coming out. I'm going to have to get it fixed eventually. But I got a little temporary fix for now.
Yeah. Got good. I'm glad you were able to drive on it.
I was able to drive on it. Long story short. That was my day. So how
that
was your?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was like, I've had nails in my tires before, and it's fixable.
All the time. I've already patched this tire twice, so I'm like, I probably need a new one by now. It's probably a slow leak from that, but
yeah.
There's constant construction in LA, so amount of flat tires that I've had, it's crazy.
Same. I got hit with a board for no reason because, like, there was a board on this highway. It's what the Wild West out here. As far as driving in your state car goes.
We've had a door fly out on us on the freeway before. Mirage actually dodged it. There was a door that, like, flew off the back of the truck and almost landed on our car.
I doubt it's constantly final.
What's it called? The movie?
It's Frogger. Frogger.
No,
it is
Final Destination.
Destination.
There we go.
That's
God,
a scary
I cannot
one.
Think today.
Yes, you can.
I'm here. I'm with it.
You're here.
I'm here.
Your brain isn't flat.
My brain is here.
So I had something really embarrassing happen to me this week, and I'm going to say it. It's embarrassing. And
oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I think that because we do this podcast, now more embarrassing things are happening to me.
Yeah, we're like, attracting it to
ourselves. The embarrassing
genies
are just, like, pointing their arrows square at my, in this case, chest. So
I'm so excited.
I was picking up two chairs from Facebook Marketplace because we need them if we want to go to the beach or whatever. Just whatever. I'm addicted to Facebook Marketplace, so I went and showed up and I was grabbing these two chairs and I was wearing a dress that I had altered because the straps broke. So I just put new straps on there. And I'm just like, you know, I love it. It's a muumuu, basically. It's like, it's shapeless.
I love a muumuu. Oh, muumuus are the best.
I'm flowing through it's like a tasteful muumuu.
Yeah.
So I see the lady, I pick up the chairs and I reach for it and my strap busted. And I was immediately exposed my breast to this lady.
Did you have a bra on?
No.
Oh, you just
I did
boob
not
out.
Have a bra.
Just,
that's why it says a muumuu.
Flat like, boob out.
Nobody can tell what is in there. You know what I mean? They're just like, it's so everything's covered.
Oh my
but
God.
But it snapped, boob falls out. I'm holding the chair so I can't, like, and I freeze and just stare at her and she stares at me and then I'm like, okay, thank you so much. And I get in my car.
Shut up. You didn't even try to put him down or pull it back up.
I was holding the chairs and I was just, it was those fight, it was fight or flight.
I'm in the car with you, boob out.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Dying.
Oh, and I literally closed the door, put the chairs in the car with my boob out, got in the car, closed it, and then I, like, held it
So did the the stitches popped or something? Or
it was the back stitches. Because, you know, when you're sitting down, you're moving. And I guess I made them too short because when I reached for the chairs, because I picked up the chairs and then it snapped. It was a perfect embarrassing storm.
That is so funny.
And she worked at Huntington. She had official clothes on. I think she was a nurse or something. She had a badge.
How old was she?
She was maybe in her early 50s.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I didn't say any. She did not rate me. I rated her, gave her 5 stars
in
everything.
Your car
she didn't rate me.
With your boobs still out.
Not only that, I had to go around the car. So I had to, I was like, okay, thank you so much. And I had to walk around the car the whole time.
I am dying. Are you at her house?
No, I'm at the parking lot across from Huntington. So where the Bonds is on California.
So busy. So everybody saw your boob.
Katie, you know what? I didn't think about it, and you're probably right. But that hurts even harder.
I like to think that somebody was just sipping a coffee outside, looking at a tree, and just saw the boob pop. And you walking with the chair is just is the best part.
A new father.
I think I would have had to set the chairs down. But then, how do you carry them? But at that point, it's also, I love that you just had that fight or flight freeze, though. You were just like, forget it. I'm just getting to my car.
Yeah. And I pretended like everything was normal. I was like, thank you so much for the chairs. I need the 4th of July parades. You know, the beach. And I just boom, hang up.
You pretended like it didn't happen.
I was pretending like I could not feel the
breeze. And meanwhile, her whole jaw is on the floor and she's just like.
She was stone faced.
She said nothing. She
said
just
nothing.
Stared at you.
She stared at me.
And your boob.
The whole time. That didn't clock. Her eyes were giving me an elevator. I don't know. But both of them were my eyes are up here.
That's really funny.
Yeah, that was awful.
I love that for you for this podcast.
Thanks, Katie.
I love it for us.
I want to say anything embarrassing that happens to you can be told here. And it is really purifying. It makes you feel so good that you can release your embarrassing story to the world.
It can.
Give us a call and write us emails, please.
Yeah, there's stuff happening. There's stuff happening out there. It's happening to everyone.
It is happening to everyone. Okay.
Okay, so this first caller, he is a repeat caller. We were talking to my friend Kes again. He told us that amazing shorebird story.
Macho, Macho Man.
The Macho, Macho Man. If you haven't listened to that, you need to go back and listen to it. He's hilarious. Let's call him up.
Yay. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Kes. You're on with Katie and Mary Kay, the Beat Rev podcast.
Hello.
Hello again, young ladies.
We're so excited to talk to Macho Macho Man again. We can't
Don't say it. I was worried that music was going to be on or something. Macho, Macho, Macho Man, yeah. Oh, yeah. I answered all very cautiously, hello.
Hello. What's going on here? I'm excited because I don't know your story. I don't know this one. Mary Kate doesn't know this one. We both are just blind with what you're going to tell us.
So excited.
Yeah, we're going to get right into it.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, today's stories are kind of like the last one. They're kind of like intertwined. Mm-hmm. Or they relate to each other.
Okay.
But I think there's some embarrassing stories that perhaps other parents can relate to. You know?
Okay. Yes. Love that. I'm so happy. And
actually, you guys, I think you had a recent episode where this lady called in, or you called a lady who was like a nurse, and she was telling a funny story of her kid saying that she's like a nighttime prostitute or something.
Yes, yes. She crawls into bed with that strange man.
Classic.
At night. Kids will say
So this is more about what our kids did that are embarrassing. But anyways, okay. So we live out here in Charlottesville, Virginia, and there's a very prestigious, really, really high-end, nice Christian private school here. Mm-hmm. And about 12 years ago or whatever, when we were first out here, you know, we're like, oh, we gotta check this out. And so they have interviews and all this stuff to get into these things. Like, I never knew this. And, you know, unfortunately, it took me 9 years to graduate high school or to graduate college.
Whoa!
To get my bachelor's degree.
He's 37 and he's a senior in high school.
Thank you for
to graduate college. I don't have the brains like you and my wife, Katie, where you guys got to go to Clemson and did all that. So, So we're having like these interviews, and I know why, but my wife's like, you know, Kes, why don't you sit this one out and we're just going to go talk to these people. And anyway, so they have like,
Kibble's like, I got this.
Yeah, I got this. Yeah. So, you know, they meet with her, they meet with the kids, and the kids have to be on their best behavior, and they interview the kids, which I have no idea what that is because they were like in kindergarten. So I don't know if they're like, okay.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, do you know what this
they
is?
They get
they're
interviewed like, in kindergarten?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I was like, should I have them prepare a resume? I don't know what's going on here. This is the color red. Anyways. So, well, long story short, they got accepted. So, we're all like nervous. We're trying to be all fitting in. You know, it's one of those places where like all the young ladies wear like the plaid skirts and all this stuff. And, and it's, let's just say it's not what I grew up in. I can tell you that. And the weekend before the school starts, they have like this, hey, come out and volunteer to like help get the grounds ready and stuff like that. So me wanting to impress them and get a good foot in the door, you know, I was like, oh, we can do that. I can go lay some mulch. You know, that's good. Nice. We can do that. So we're at the school and we're helping out. Myself, my daughter, and my son. So my son's like in kindergarten. My daughter's like in second grade, I think.
Cute.
And so cute. At the time. Yeah. Yeah. So cute. So they're running around, you know, messing with stuff while I'm doing all the work.
As usual.
Yeah, off in the corner, my daughter's like screaming, and her and this other young boy, I guess, stumbled upon like a bee's nest.
Oh my God.
No.
I know, it was horrible. And she's yelling, bees, bees, bees. So I run in and grab her to where she is and take her out of there. And now I'm getting stung. Yeah. We're both getting stung. She's screaming. So we run, I grab her and run across like the grounds. And the only thing I think of is just get inside the school.
Right. Yeah.
So we're running into the school. My son's following behind. As soon as we get in the school, somebody's like yelling, take your shirt off or something. Take your shirts off. Cause I guess the bees are in there.
Oh my God.
So I'm ripping the shirt off of my daughter. I'm taking my shirt off.
This is hilarious.
And I look up and the headmaster's staring at me, and I got my brand new new kid in the school sitting there with her shirt off, nothing on her underneath.
You're like covered in bee stings.
I'm sitting there sweating with my shirt off. And then my son, my poor son, because he was all scared and terrified from my daughter, he comes running in and throws up all over the ground.
Oh,
inside the school. Because he was like all upset, right?
Oh,
this is like a cartoon.
Yeah. So the chaos stops. My daughter's crying. My son's sitting there with puke all over the floor. And the headmaster of the school is sitting there staring at me. We got our shirts off. And I'm just like, hi.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Covered in bee stings. Like, did she know? Like, what did she say to you? Did she say anything? She just like
she said, I think, yeah, she's like, I think we got it from here. Like, I think she was like, we'll take care of the vomit, which was code for her saying, like, can you please leave?
Like, you so, get like, out now.
So get the shirt. Funny. Let me grab my shirt, my clothes, and my kids.
And your mulch.
Gonna leave the vomit.
The extra mulch. You had to take that with you. Well,
it was brutal.
I mean, you did. Another way to look at it, though, is that you were a hero. You ran to the bees and you grabbed your daughter and you pulled her out. And you started sprinting away.
I know.
Like you did that.
Way to make a great first impression. You know,
that's why I really wanted to share this because I wanted to like brag about me. And, like,
being a bee hero.
No, those things hurt, man. That was brutal.
Oh my God.
I hated it.
No, that's scary. Awful. You don't know if she's allergic.
We're off to a good start.
Well, there's a swarm. No, there's a swarm. Did she get swarmed? Also, I mean,
I don't know. I think they were like in the ground. Like some mulch bed. Her and this other boy were like stumbling upon and like kicked it up.
Oh,
it was bad. But
it's awful.
It was kind of.
You left the boy
extremely
behind.
Extremely embarrassing, but it worked out at the end. So.
Yeah, that is funny though. That's definitely embarrassing.
That is so embarrassing.
So then part two. All right.
Okay.
So now we're, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks into the school year.
Oh, this is back again, to back.
Love
this
it.
Back to back action.
Love it.
This is welcome to the party. And they have, what do they call it nowadays? Like parent teacher something, you know,
PTA,
where you come in.
Like the parent teacher conference, the PTA.
Not the, just all the parents come and see what they've been doing for the last couple weeks.
Like open house. Open house.
Yeah, exactly. And they have all the kids' drawings and all this stuff. So now to my son. So we go into his room where his class is. And I guess they asked all the students to, you know, draw what they did this past summer on a piece of paper, like draw it. And then underneath, write it out. Okay. Well, he doesn't really know how to write too well yet. Okay. So
he's in kindergarten.
So here we go. So there's a very cute up on the wall, you know, they plaster on the wall these big poster boards of what each kid has for all the parents to see and all the teachers to see. And I find my son's up there, and he has this very cute picture, you know, with crayons of him on a bike and what appears to be dad, me, like behind him, because he, you know, I was teaching him to ride his bike. Mm-hmm. And there, you know, there's a picture of a sun in clouds. And that was the picture. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
However, underneath in his writing, because how he misspelled some things, the picture said, "I erbed how to rub my dick. I can go fast. It was fun."
Wait. I earned how to rub my dick in class. When?
He spelled it D-I-C. And so
I can go fast.
He said, I earned how to rub my dick, period. I can go fast, period. It was fun.
Dad taught me.
Oh my God.
This is what my dad did with me this summer.
Oh, that is so good. That's so good. That's so embarrassing. Also, the teacher, think about the teacher just putting that on the wall, just like, okay, I guess I just hang this.
But it's crazy what they put up, though. I've seen some stuff when I'm going through the classrooms. I'm like, why did you put that up there?
I would, as a teacher, I correct that. I put bike. I put B-I-K-E.
I saw one on Instagram of a kid that was like supposed to be drawing himself being pushed in a swing, and it looks like just like a giant dick. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm like, what is this?
So what did you do? Like, did you start laughing so hard?
I think he didn't know how to spell, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of a B, he put the B backwards. Yeah. So it was a D and it was D-I-C. You know.
That's really funny.
I actually, no joke, I have it printed off.
Of course. You better frame that.
I have it.
That's a
framer. I have it framed in my office at work.
That's a framer.
Love it.
It's like, that's my proud son.
I'm proud of my son. That's a forever moment.
How old is your son now? Yeah. Does he know how to, I mean, he knows, obviously, no.
He's 16 now, but I don't know. I'll ask him to go spell it out and see if he can do it.
See if he can do it.
See what he learned at that school. See how well his writing skills became.
See if it's paid off.
Yeah. Well,
so the third part of this is like father, like son. Okay. Yeah, because ironically, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Is that the saying, I guess?
Yes, it is. You're like, I don't know how to spell.
So, So Mary Kay, you know, we're both from the suburbs of Chicago.
Yep.
When I was there in second or third grade, I forget which, apparently they had this same kind of thing. It was a public school, and my mom had to go, you know, tour the school or tour the classes to see what the kids have been up to. And at the front of the class on the chalkboard was a similar thing. You know, we had to draw a picture, and except for instead of what we did this summer, we had to put what our favorite movie was. You're like, what's our favorite movie?
Okay. Okay.
And I'm in second grade. So, and what I put for my favorite movie and drew it was Porky's 2.
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Porky's 2? You were watching that in second grade.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I
completely inappropriate.
I remember Porky's.
Do you remember that from like
that?
The 90s or 80s, early 70s or 80s? When was it?
It was the 80s. Was like, yeah, Porky's was the 80s and it was completely inappropriate. It was all just like guys spying on girls in locker rooms naked. Like, that's like pretty much all it is. Just dudes trying to get chicks naked and like sexually harass them the entire movie.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
It would be.
It does not. Porky's does not hold up today. Yeah.
No, it does not.
Wait, it would be even bad in nowadays. And back then, it was horrific.
Like Peeping Toms were just like silly little guys.
I know. Like, oh, you're just doing being a boy. You're just a boy being a boy.
So my mom sees this and she's like, "What?" She's like freaking out.
This
because. I don't even think I saw it. I just wrote it down. What I think is cute, though, is that I put Porky's 2, not just Porky's 1.
Yeah, not just regular Porky's. Porky's 2, that's your favorite. That's
the sequel.
Best one.
The first one was boring for a 7-year-old.
The person working at Blockbuster just sees his tiny hand, like, slam Porky's 2 on the counter. Like, I'll take it. I will return it within 2 days.
You thought it
was
Porky Pig. Yeah. You didn't know, you know? You didn't know.
I love that. I love imagining your mom. I don't even know your mom, but I love
she was freaking out.
Just walking up and seeing that.
But did you actually watch it? You watched Porky's 2 when you were like,
hey, don't talk about Porky Pig.
You just thought it was cool. No. You were like, this is.
No.
This is what the cool guys are into. I'm going to write it down.
Who knows? I don't know what I was doing. You know, I had a lot of issues going on.
Funny.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. That's okay. That's okay. Yeah, apparently one of her friends came running down the hall to get her and said, my mom's name is Karen. I was like, Karen, you need to get in there and see this and take it down.
Did she? Do you think she ripped it down in front of the teacher?
I don't know.
Disgrace.
That is so funny.
Maybe that's why we moved from Chicago. I don't know.
Yeah, she's like, this is clearly not where you need to be.
That's the reason. Oh my God.
Thank you so much, Kez, for sharing these stories. These are so funny.
Miss you guys.
We miss you too. We got to get together soon here. And, right, definitely thanks. Tell us some more another time,
definitely,
please.
Definitely. It's the best. That's right. The gift that kept on giving.
Y'all. Okay. All right. Have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you.
Right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, so funny. Oh my God.
So funny.
So funny.
I love it. Porky's.
This is from Reddit and RP Tree writes, it was an adult night skate. Oh, wait. So I'm going to preface this by saying last week, roller skating stories. I wanted to get some. And man, did I go down a rabbit
hole.
Did
you deliver with the roller skating stories?
I don't know if I delivered. we'll let the people be the judge of that.
Okay.
So, it was an adult night skate at the peak of the evening. Two women that were newbies collided by the entrance to the rink, and the rink bouncer was blocking the floor to protect them. However, the floor was so crowded, and I was in the middle of a skate train that no one could really tell. The two people in front of me were able to maneuver around him, but I was not. This man is like 6'7" and minimum 300 pounds of solid big man mass. I am 6 feet and 180 on a good day. I collide directly into him at probably 15 miles per hour, and he doesn't even move. I, on the other hand, slam hard into the ground, like Apollo Creed when Drago hits him in Rocky IV. The impact of running into him knocked me out, and my body floated in the air until it slammed into the floor. He was knocked out, but he still, like, fell on the floor.
Oh, my God. So he just, like, hit a brick wall, bounced off of it.
But he's doing a skate train, which is, to me, so funny.
Wait, you mean, like, they're doing, like, a Congo line
they're
or something?
They're doing, like, I'm skating and holding your waist.
That, like, Congo line, right? Isn't that what that is?
Yeah. And he, like, slammed into a brick wall of a man.
But how did he slam into him if he was in the line? Was he the start of the line?
He's like towards the front.
Oh.
Yeah. So I mean, what was the song that they were skating to in a line at the skating rink? I just love that image. Then the bodies of skaters following me toppled on top of me. It was rough. I crawled off the floor and saw stars for about 15 minutes. Tried to give it another go. Then when they called for trios, I got my shoes and I dipped. So dip is lango. Is skate lingo for I left.
I think that's just in general. People say I dipped.
Oh, I
you never said that?
No.
Yeah.
Never said that.
It's time to dip.
I got to dip.
That means goodbye. That's been around for a long time.
Do
I think it's been around for the night since
means
the 90s.
In my culture back in the day,
like
it means
tobacco.
I'm gonna put some tobacco on my lower lip.
There's that too.
I got to dip.
We got to dip.
I got to dip.
Okay, my next story is anonymous, and he writes, my best buddy and I went out to the bars earlier to have a beer. Or 6. Whoa. I had a shitty day at work, so I moved away from beer and had a few shots of whiskey. There was a smoking hot blonde checking me out, so I went over to start a conversation.
Nice.
The mutual attraction was there, and we agreed to go back to her place. I followed her there, and as we got in the door, she grabs my dick after making out for a minute. She unzips my pants, pushes me down on her fancy-looking white couch. She smoked me off for a good 15 minutes and made me nut.
Smoke. Okay, smoked me off? Smoked is me this off. The lingo for what I think it is?
I think she gave him a blowjob.
Okay.
At which point, she goes to the bathroom. I stand up to pull my pants up when I spot a huge skid mark on her white cushion. So gross.
That's so gross.
It's so gross.
Disgusting.
I done the disgusting. Honorable thing, flipped the cushion over, and got the hell out of there. So terrible.
Wait, did they have sex? I'm just curious.
No, she gave him a blowjob. And then was like went to the bathroom and he like got up to pull his pants up and he like had a shit stain all over
and
the
couch.
And
then I definitely heard that part. So he flips the curtain, the cushion, and then leaves and she's in the bathroom like preparing herself like, do you want a cocktail? Mm-hmm. And then he's gone.
Yeah.
That guy did not come off well in that story.
That guy was gross.
And then she's got to flip, like one day she decides like, oh, I'm
no, she's
flip
like, something stinks. Like, something really smells bad in here. What is that?
Skid mark.
A shit stain.
Oof.
Buddy, wash your butt.
Wash your butt crack.
Wash your butt better.
If I was his mom, I would say wash your butt crack.
But that's a pretty funny story.
That is really funny. It's actually, nothing was in that for her. Mm-mm. Not one thing. Okay. So this is also from Reddit. And Teen Seisnick writes, recently went on a vacation with some friends and a mutual friend who I don't know that well. Him and I took the pull-out couches, and his was right next to the bathroom. Later one night, when we were all walking around away from our hotel, I got the stomach rumbles. Then the nausea hit. I have never felt so sick in my life. It felt like someone was grabbing my insides and twisting them. The second we got back to our hotel, I made a beeline for the bathroom. Through that paper-thin wall, this guy I barely knew heard me shit pure liquid out of my ass.
Oh, my God.
Complete with loud, wet farts. I thought you would like that part, Katie. He heard me cry and vomit in a trash can in front of me.
Ugh.
I spent the rest of the night shivering in bed and making runs to the bathroom. I hit the been married for a decade barrier with him in a single night. Food poisoning's a bitch.
Yeah, there's no worse feeling than not having privacy when you're doing the most disgusting, horrific things of your life.
Crying. Like, what would you do if you were the person in the pull-out bed by the bathroom?
Well, clearly you know something's going on. So I'd at least be like, are you okay? Can I get you anything? Like,
okay, but then do you still sleep in there the whole night?
Where else are you going to go?
Outside.
You're going outside. You're just getting your car and driving
away.
I'm
going to
go in my car. Goodbye.
Yeah. He's right by the bathroom, and she has to keep going and running and running and running in there and crying and, like, throwing
up.
Well,
he should have traded her, right? Because there was two pull-out couches. Yeah, he should have been like, you know what? You can just move here. You can just have a little rest right outside the bathroom.
Have a little rest. Or just stay in there.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Or, I mean, I probably would. I would probably not want to show my face and just stay in there and sleep in there. I'd bring a nice little pillow in there.
Or sweetheart. Yeah. That is the worst.
Yeah, food poisoning sucks.
It does.
It's really horrific.
Yeah, especially, if you are in a relationship and you get it.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Someone might break up with you if you did that.
This next story is anonymous, and she writes, I met a boy during the first week of university and fell in love instantly. We dated for 2 months, then broke up. I was heartbroken, but we stayed friends. And 2.5 years later, we got back together.
Oh.
I was ecstatic. A week later, we went to one of his friend's 21st birthday parties. It was my first time seeing his friend group in 2.5 years, and I was nervous. I drank a lot. I don't even remember how I got home. The next morning, I'm in his bed. I look over smiling and go in for a cuddle. He, just staring at me, asks, do you remember what you did last night? It's the worst feeling in the world.
That's so much.
The worst. I've been there so many times.
I've been there.
Your heart just drops to your gut, and you're like, oh,
what? I went to sleep.
Fuck, what did I do? Yes. Usually it was my roommate, Kristen. Shout out to Kristen saying, do you remember what did you do last night? Or just telling me this is what you did last night. And I'm like, really? Where's the video evidence?
Oh, where's the proof? And it didn't have any.
Thank God there was none back then.
I don't know.
Anyway, he said, she said, no, he said, you peed on my carpet. She said, no, I didn't. He said, yeah, you did. Go smell the rug.
Ew.
I laughed, thinking he was just joking. Then I peeked over the bed and saw a wet rug and a pile of towels. He told me I woke up at 3 a.m., walked to the end of the bed, squatted down, and peed on the carpet.
Oh.
While he watched in shock, yelling my name. He proceeds to tell me.
He's yelling her name. That's so funny.
Yeah. I told you that happened to me before. I had a guy pee on the end of my bed in the middle of the night. Yeah. And I was like, get out of here. What are you doing? Stop it. Like, yeah. It's
and he
horrible.
Was still, he kept peeing.
No, he was like so drunk.
Ugh.
That's why you don't drink. He proceeds to tell me I shook myself, which I think he means like shook off, like the pee.
like you shook it out.
Oh, you didn't wipe. I don't know. Climb back into bed and fallen back asleep. All while he sat there in disbelief and proceeded to clean up my mess for the next 40 minutes. I sat in shock, hearing his mom upstairs making breakfast and wondering, how is he going to explain the piss-scented rug to his family? This boy is going to dump me again. I need to get out of this house.
Again.
I get in my car and break down in tears. I can't call anyone because I'd have to admit what I did. Hours later, no word from him.
Ugh.
I'm absolutely distraught. Then he calls. He blamed it on the dog. I'm in the clear. His family thinks I'm normal. We got married 2 months ago, 8 years after the incident.
Oh.
I haven't peed anywhere other than a toilet since that night.
That's great.
That
I like
cute?
The way that that came through. That
I
came
know,
through.
It had a happy ending.
It did.
That's like really sweet. And they like dated and then broke up and she was like instantly in love with him and always like pined after him. And then she was like,
she
fuck, I blew it right away.
Peed everywhere. Yeah. Doesn't remember
yeah, blew it.
It. And then, yeah, then now they're married. That's
so
awesome.
Cute.
So cute. I love that for her. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is from Reddit, and Dunicha writes, I was only ever in one show many, many years ago. Went to a small two-year college. I was in choir just for fun. One day, the head of the theater department came in and said they had decided to do the Pirates of Penzance for their fall production. Since the theater department was very small and it was more musically difficult than the musicals they had done before, they weren't sure if the theater kids were strong enough singers to pull it off. Why'd you choose the show, buds?
Yeah.
Anyways, so they were asking if any of us wanted to audition. He said he didn't care if we could dance or act, just needed singers to round out the chorus. I certainly can't act and can't dance, but I had the time and I love the theater, so I decided to go to tryouts. For whatever reason, I don't know how these things work, but I thought I would only need to sing to try out for the chorus. They wanted everyone to do every part of the tryouts, including, sorry, I've been there for this, but including learning a simple tap routine that the policemen were going to do at one point. So not even her part forever, they make her learn a tap routine.
That's weird. Why?
Which, if you don't tap dance, that's going to be so awkward.
Yeah, that's incredibly
hard.
Because
they're like sadists, I guess. I did so badly at it. I fell over right on the edge of the stage and managed to fall off the stage as
I tried
to get back up. She like one leg off, one leg on, and she tried to get back up and she fell off completely. She's just trying to sing. She just wants to sing for the show and she's fallen off the stage.
And they told her she didn't have to dance.
And I told her she didn't have to do anything. And then they're like, you're going to tap dance. I was still allowed to play one of the bevy of daughters. It was a wonderful experience, but never again.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. To fall off the stage.
But also to get there and just... You know, the false pretense of this is what's going on and it's not.
You have someone in your face being like, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 1, 2, 6, 7, 5, 4, 3. And you're like,
I could have just walked off at that point. Yeah. If they're like, now you have to tap dance?
Well,
no.
People try it. That's why I think they made them do it, because they want to see the people be like, 5, 6, 1.
Yeah. Nope. Nope. That'd be a nope from me.
Nope.
Okay, my next one's from Cup of Joe blog, and Amy writes, first grade trip to the History Museum. I literally remember an exhibit about cave people and the tour guide handing us samples of buffalo meat. I was like, that's so random.
Weird. Samples?
Samples, yeah. Minutes later, I needed to use the bathroom, but remember the teacher said no bathroom trips for anyone.
Ugh.
I don't know why teachers do that with kids, little kids. It's like, it's stupid.
Yeah. Also, like, what do you want me to pee on the floor here in the museum?
So I held it in during the tour. Finally, we had to sit and wait for our bus to come, and we sat on the floor waiting. I couldn't hold it anymore. And my poo came out on the floor.
What? Oh, I thought she had to pee.
No, she ate buffalo meat. They gave her, like, buffalo jerky.
Who hands out samples of buffalo meat at the museum?
To little kids that are told they can't go to the bathroom. I remember moving to sit somewhere else. I love it. She's like, and goodbye. That's not mine. I'm going to just stroll
just
over here.
Poop came out.
The teacher noticed a substance on the floor, and there was another kid who had been feeling sick during that trip and had been sitting cross-legged with her head in her hands. The teacher went up to that kid and said, was this you? The girl just shook her head forlornly and never indicated it was me. It was the most awful day. When we got back to school, my teacher figured out it was me. I remember her dramatically coming up to me, holding my chair up in the air and smelling it in front of everyone.
She's a crazy person.
Then she took me to the bathroom and changed me. I had to bring my underpants home in a brown paper bag.
How old is this girl? When was she?
It was first grade. Isn't that horrible? They like picked, she picked up her chair and smelled her butt in front of the whole class. Like she was like in the Lion King, like the little Simba in the Lion King. She picked her up. That's terrible.
Wait, she smelled her butt or did she smell her chair?
She picked up her chair and like smelled her butt. Like
that
you're the one.
That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
It's horrible.
What?
That's like child abuse.
That is child abuse. That person is a psychopath. I want to know what that lady does.
She's holding her up, shaming her poor little. But
that's awful. Come on. This is, life is hard enough. Why do you got to make it harder for a first grader like that?
I know.
What's your problem? Ugh, disgusting.
It's really bad.
That's really bad. But you know
I have
what?
One more quickie story.
Yeah, do it.
You don't have another one, right?
I mean, I have a quickie, but I've told four. So you tell your last one.
Do you want to tell your quickie and I'll tell my quickie? Okay. We'll both quickie. We'll quickie
out. Tell our quickies. Okay. So this is from Anonymous. And they write, I'm a younger woman and I was swimming in the ocean in the waves. Some older gentlemen near us were body surfing and one man body surfed straight into my butt crack. His hands were in front of his head like when you pretend to be a shark. He popped up out of the water mortified and just ran away.
Wait, so he like stabbed her with her fingers in her butt crack?
His fingers like went right into her butt.
He fingered her butthole. He body surfed into her butthole.
Oh my God, he body surfed into her butt crack.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
That's literally it. It's
That's
just like
funny.
So funny to me. So I had to tell it.
I have another quickie too. That
yes.
is anonymous. They wrote, one day I was at church and service had ended, so everyone was standing around talking. I heard something speaking in a robotic voice behind me. I was in a silly, goofy mood and I yelled, what is this? An alien invasion? It was not, in fact, an alien invasion. It was a 90-year-old man with throat cancer.
Oh.
He had a voice box.
That's awful.
Please make it stop. I think of this literally every night before I go to bed and sometimes on my lunch break at work.
What is this?
I cannot escape it. God forgive me.
An alien invasion is just this guy with a voice box.
Yes, he had throat cancer in one of those.
Awful.
It's horrible.
That's
yeah, there's
awful.
Nothing cringier. Yeah, I would be thinking about that like constantly too. I can't believe I said that. I can't believe that happened.
I would.
What
not.
Is wrong with me?
Yes.
Well, fuck my life.
Yeah, fuck my life. Oh.
That's our show.
We
hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them, join them.
Oh.
Katie, how dare you?
Leave that in. That's funny.